Today, News and Notes begins our fitness series. For the next few months, I'll be taking you through my quest to get healthy. That means eating better, finding ways to exercise that I actually enjoy, and getting medical advice on how to live healthy. According to the Food and Drug Administration, more than 60% of Americans are overweight, and, well, I'm one of them. So as I work to get in shape and stay there, I'm going to take you with me. First stop, the LA Acura Bike Tour, which follows the course of the Los Angeles Marathon before the runners get started. It's 5 a.m., and thousands of people are lined up with their bikes along Los Angeles' Exposition Boulevard. Some people are here to test themselves. Some are here to bond with loved ones. I am here to make a promise to myself that in the next year I will transform myself physically and mentally and really take care of my body. I'm not the only one on a mission. Janet Cormier of Inglewood, California is motivated.
Well, the excitement of the race is my first time doing it, and I'm very excited about it.
What convinced you that you could do this? Are you a longtime bike rider?
No, I just actually just set a goal for myself, and I wanted to discipline myself to actually do it. So I'm very excited that I made it out here today, and I'm actually meeting my goal.
And Raj Batra of Beverly Hills made this ride a family affair, complete with matching T-shirts.
I'm with my friend Shervin Sharma, his boys, and my son.
So what made you think this would be a great thing to do together as a group?
It was his idea.
Is that blame or a compliment?
No, it's a compliment. I'm so glad he got us out here. We hope that hopefully in a couple of years from now, they're the ones who are going to be, hey, come on, Dad, we got to go ride the marathon.
Can you introduce us to your son?
Sure. This is Chanan Batra.
Hi, Chanan. Why is this a good idea for you?
Well, yesterday he let me eat a lot of sweets, so.
Carbo loading, huh?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
11.
Everyone's getting into place.
So we're actually lining up out here at the Acura LA Bike Tour 2006. It's a chilly little morning in Los Angeles. And let me just tell you, I got up this morning and weighed myself and I was 108. That sounds kind of good, but that was in kilograms. So we're just going to stay on that positive tip, even if we have to use a little scientific fudgery to get there. People are rolling, so I got to go.
I turn the corner at Crenshaw and 30th in the central Los Angeles neighborhood of Jefferson Park. To my surprise, I hear loud, old-school hip-hop.
I'm Chris, the DJ, a.k.a. Papi Chulo, and I'm out here playing music for the marathon cyclists and the runners that go by. I've done this, is my fourth year, actually. I rode the marathon bike ride 1 year, and then about 10 years ago, I actually ran it.
It seems like this whole ride the marathon, run the marathon thing gives people a chance to see a lot more of L.A. than they might on a normal basis.
Oh, yeah, you're in your car driving by, and, like, you pass by the neighborhoods, and you really don't interact with some of the people in the community. And here, at least, you know, they give them a high five, or, hey, what's up? They love the music, so it's a great day for me.
In addition to the DJ, there are people banging pots and pans to cheer us on, and volunteers handing out water and Gatorade. By the halfway mark, it's much needed.
Well, we are 13 miles into this, standing right now by the La Brea Tar Pits, where you can see mock-ups of early mastodons from thousands of years ago sinking into the tar pits under Los Angeles. And I guess for some people who are getting tired, this may be a little bit too much of a metaphor for them. But I'm feeling great. The great thing about bike riding is that you conserve so much more energy than you do when you are running. Everybody passing us seems to be smiling. There's parents with kids in those little baby buggies on their bikes, kids pedaling their own bikes. A lot of love out here at the midway point.
I reach the end of my 22-mile ride, and it feels great. After wading through the crowd, I get my congratulatory medal and head out into a festival for all the riders, complete with a live band. Takeo Kuno managed to ride the distance, even though he's only 5 years old. Of course, he's been bike riding for over a year, and it's one of his favorite things.
It goes so fast, and it's fun, too.
His father, Sage Kuno, rode alongside him.
That is awesome. So many people. I heard somebody say there was like twice as many people this year as last year, and the turnout was just great.
So was the sense of accomplishment for all the riders, including the Dobies, a local family with some very international names.
Tyrell.
London.
Senior.
Harris.
Desiree.
London Jr.
Fabulous. How does it feel to make this happen as a family?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Out, enjoying the weather, having a good time, and just enjoying the scenery of L.A.
So, Kyra, what did you think?
It was great going down the hills.
What about coming up the hills?
I don't like that.
So, London Jr., what about coming out here with your family? What was the best part of this whole thing for you?
Oh, it's fun coming out with the family and seeing, like, who could get there fastest.
Uh-oh. Internal competition. Who was racing who?
Me and Paris.
Paris, how'd you do against London?
Okay, but I lost.
A lot of families out here, you know. Yours is a big one, but there's a lot of people out here just enjoying the day. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's really nice to see other people's families and everyone getting out and getting along.
Standing here on the campus of USC, the University of Southern California, it is nothing but a fitness festival. All these families, these kids, parents riding the course of the LA Marathon on their bikes. And now they're here to celebrate the fact that they've done something good for their bodies. And part of the reason that I did this is because I need to do something good for my body. I have been very athletic at some points, but I've really let myself get overweight. And so over the course of the next few months, I and the people here at NPR are going to take you through my personal fitness journey as I try to change how I live. And this is really not about losing weight, because I've lost weight, and I've gained it, and I've lost it, and I've gained it. And I know a lot of people feel the same way. Really, what I'm trying to do is find a fundamental way to live where fitness and exercise and eating well are part of my life. And so this is just the beginning, and I feel that truly.
You can see photos of my two-wheel tour of Los Angeles at our website, npr.org. Next week, I continue my journey to healthy living with my first visit to a nutritionist for some helpful eating tips. That's our program for today. To listen to the show, visit npr.org.